Live from Royal Liverpool on 87.7 FM and across the world on opengolf.com, this is At The Open Radio.
We're halfway through the 143rd Open Championship and there's only one story in town. Rory has finally shaken off that freaky Friday feeling.
Rory McIlroy to finish with a birdie. He does! Rory McIlroy gets to 12 under par. He's 6 under on today's round. He has vanquished the ghosts of Fridays today.
They're chasing back. They are a fair way behind. But what a round from Dustin Johnson.
This for 8 under. On his way. Go on in. Yes.
What a lovely putt. Just fell in the left-hand side. What a fantastic round from Dustin Johnson. I think it's 65.
And it was almost a day to forget for Tiger. But should we write him off?
Tiger has to hold this to guarantee playing the weekend. Back it through, it's on its way, and he holds it.
That's a brave putt. It really is a brave putt. Made his own luck. Well done, Tiger Woods. He'll be playing the final two rounds.
36 holes through the 143rd Open Championship at Royal Liverpool. And so much to look back on and look forward to here on At The Open Radio. So welcome once again to At The Open Radio. I'm Richard Kaufman. We'll be looking back at a dramatic couple of days at this 143rd Open Championship. We'll hear from all the main contenders, including Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods. Plus, we'll bring you the shot of the day. And joining me in the commentary box here at Hoylake, our former European Tour winner Richard Boxall and our commentator Ron Jones. Starting with Boxy, it's fair to say one man has dominated. It's been a cracking day, weather-wise, everything-wise, hasn't it,
Yeah,
no,
it has. It's been very good. I mean, it was very windy this morning. It's certainly a case of, Rory and co. have got the right side of the draw, which certainly helps, but they've played very well as well. 66 in the first round. I wouldn't have had Rory out for a 66 today, I must say. I mean, you know, I think if you shoot a low score, you know, you shoot 66 or something, if you go out and break 70 the next day, I think you've done really well.
Rory leading by 4 shots, Ron. He's done this before. His 2 previous majors, his only majors he's won them both by 8 shots.
Absolutely. And I think everyone was a little bit apprehensive about today, about his second round. Rightly or wrongly, it may, you know, just have been a little bit of superstition or whatever it may have been. But the plain fact is, there was a little bit of concern. Can Rory now put together a good second round? Well, he's answered that question. I think he's answered all the questions over the first 2 days, albeit that he has had the better of the conditions. There's no reason at all, Richard, why he just shouldn't go on now and win the championship.
Yeah, wonderful performance. The man leading the way then at the top of the Open Championship leaderboard is the masterful McIlroy.
Rory back through and in the hole. Rory McIlroy is back to 6 under par with a birdie here at the 5th.
3 excellent goal shots there, all in the right place, short of the pin, but Rory has got a great chance to go to 7.
Nice spins and holds. Absolutely brilliant shot from Rory McIlroy. He is inside of 10 feet for yet another birdie. Can Rory go to 8 under par?
That one goes back and through. Is it in there? Is it in there? It's in! Don't need to say a word for that. Listen to that crowd. They're having a exhibition of golf in front of them.
Rory to finish with a birdie. He does! Rory McIlroy gets to 12 under par. He's 6 under on today's round. He has vanquished the ghosts of Fridays today.
Yeah, vanquished them big style, hasn't he? Wonderful round. I suppose we feared the worst a little from Rory, Ron, when he dropped a shot at the first. But he just seemed to have it on a string. He could have even had more birdies out there, missed some really good chances. But to pick out 7 birdies in the round, he won't complain, will he?
He won't complain one little bit. It intrigued me yesterday, for example. Gordon, we heard there, commentating on one or two of the holes that Rory was playing, said yesterday that Rory's 66 was as easy a 66 as he's ever seen, and that in fact it could have been even better than that. So when he shoots another 66 and impresses someone like Gordon, who's played in so many Open Championships, who's been such an outstanding player himself, he's doing something right, isn't he?
Yes, he is indeed. 66-66. It's the way for Rory McIlroy, and it means he leads at 12 under par by four shots from Dustin Johnson. We'll talk about Johnson's round in a moment, but let's hear from Rory McIlroy, who must be delighted to put those Friday nightmares to bed.
Yeah, I have. I think you guys were making a bigger deal out of it than I was. But, yeah, you know, I played really well. Really solid again. Didn't get off to the best of starts, but after that, you knew I just had to try and take advantage of the par fives like you need to around here, and you know, was able to pick a few birdies up along the way with some good iron shots as well and some good putting. So overall, another really, really good day.
And you're going to be playing with Dustin Johnson, another fellow who stripes it a mile.
Yeah, you know, he played behind me there today, so you know, saw that he was playing well and climbing up the leaderboard. And he's been up there in major championships before, hasn't quite got the job done, but it should be a good 36 holes left.
Yeah, wonderful round from Rory McIlroy. Talking there with Rob Nothman, they mentioned Dustin Johnson, who is four shots behind Rory after, well, the round of the week, a second round, 65. That's the best score of this championship so far. A stunning round, and Johnson was delighted with his day.
I played really solid all day, you know, from start to finish. You know, got off to a really good start, birdie in the first hole, and hit two really good shots on two, made par, and then, you know, hit two great shots on three, you know, really close, made birdie. So, I got off and rolling really early. And then I made a couple key par putts. I just hit it off the fringe on eight, but from about there on in, I think I hit every green. So, you know, I had birdie putts on every hole, which is nice.
Yeah, birdie putts on every hole. That's pretty nice, isn't it? Dustin Johnson is a real quality player, Boxy. He hasn't won a major yet. Now, it's no guarantee he will, but he is classy enough to do so, isn't he?
He's classy enough to do so, but what he needs to do tomorrow, he's got to hang on to the coattails of Rory McIlroy, because Rory's beginning to open up a bit of a gap. Four shots. I know four shots is nothing. You know, you make a birdie and a bogey down the first hole, all of a sudden there's two in it. But the way McIlroy is playing, is it? I just can't see, I can't, Ron, see him coming backwards, can you?
Absolutely not. Right. I mean, Dustin Johnson hits the ball a long way,
yeah,
but so does McIlroy. I think McIlroy has everything to answer anything that anyone else can now throw, yeah, against him. And conditions, he will probably get the best of the conditions over the next 2 days. I think he'll win it.
Well, let's talk about the weather, because it looks rotten, particularly on Saturday morning for those early starters. Thundery showers may be expected, torrential downpours may be a bit of hell. As a result of that, the tee times are going to be brought forward to 9 o'clock in the morning with a 2-tee start. Now, we don't know exactly when the last groups will be off as yet, but because of the inclement weather, brought forward to 9 o'clock in the morning. So it looks like Rory McIlroy and the players that go off a little bit later, they're going to have the best of the weather, Boxy.
Are you saying, are you quickly saying to me that the first tee time is going to be 9 o'clock?
Yes, that's right.
And off 2-tee, I don't think I've ever heard of that in an Open Championship before.
It hasn't happened before, I don't think, has it?
I don't think it has. We'd have to find out about that. But you're always used to the Open Championship being off 1-tee.
Well, it's a 2-tee start tomorrow.
So first and the 10th tomorrow.
That's right, yeah.
In so three balls or in two balls?
Well, I don't know. It depends on the number of players that qualify. But we shall
wait. There must be a concern about
the weather.
Lightning.
Yeah, well, I just said there's a chance of thundery showers. So we'll have to see what the weather brings us. But that is the forecast. The forecast also is, of course, for a McIlroy win, as you've been saying. A couple of 66. He's at 12 under par. Dustin Johnson, after that fabulous 65, he is at 8 under par. Some terrific performances elsewhere, isn't there? Obviously, they pale into the background a little after what Rory has done to the field. But crowd favourite Sergio Garcia, another great round for him. The Spaniard with a round of 70 to add to his first round of 68.
Now it's Sergio over his putt for birdie. Rolls it forward and in it goes, and Sergio Garcia goes to 6 under par. A birdie for Sergio, and he's a great favourite here. Listen to that noise for Sergio Garcia.
You know, I've always said it, I love these crowds. They've always treated me amazing. I've been close of winning this championship before, and it would be amazing to be able to do it, not only for me but for them. And, you know, I'll if it doesn't happen this year, I'll keep trying. So I love playing in front of them.
Yeah, he loves playing in front of them. The crowd love him too. Sergio Garcia playing absolutely wonderful. He's currently in a tie for third. Also in that group is Francesco Molinari, Ryan Moore, Ricky Fowler, Charles Schwartzel and Louis Oosthuizen. I mean, that's a terrific bunch of players, isn't it, Ron?
Well, it is. Over the last 2 days, in fact, I've been lucky enough to watch Sergio and Ricky Fowler. In fact, Richard and I were out with that group this afternoon, and they played some terrific golf. Sergio missed a couple of putts, which he might have made. Same too for Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler, at vital times, got himself into bunkers or whatever, but they both played superb golf. And under normal circumstances, if we didn't have a Rory McIlroy playing so well in this championship, we would really have been singing their praises.
We would, and everyone would have been a lot closer together, but... As I say, I went round with Ron and watched Sergio Garcia. It meant an awful lot to him on the last hole, didn't he? He had a very difficult little pitch over the bunker, excuse me, and played it properly. Knocked it to about 6-7 feet, and we're thinking, well, I hope he holds this. And when he did knock it in, he punched the air with delight, and you could see what it meant to him, you know. I mean, OK, he's six behind. It's a lot behind, but, you know, it's still possible, still can do it.
Yeah, so Ricky Fowler there, Ryan Moore, Francesco Molinari, he's leading the Molinari chase right now. He had a dodgy patch around the turn, double bogey at 8, drop shot at 9, but he had 3 unanswered birdies on the back 9. And great to see the South Africans up there. Schwartz, of course, the Masters champion. Oosthuizen, the winner in 2010 at St Andrews. He's had a season hampered by injury, but there's some real quality up there. So if McIlroy was to slip... You know, he knows the players behind him, they're going to try and more likely are to make some birdies out there.
Well, you talk about birdies. Schwartz will finish with 3 birdies here to get him himself right, and it's 6 under par. You know, and you know what he was like at the Masters when he finished with 4 birdies, you know, to win the Masters. So he's not scared of galloping forward and leaping over the hurdles.
Indeed, he's not. This used to be a horse race track back
in
around
150
odd years ago. The runners and riders are certainly... fast forward halfway round the track right now as far as the 36 holes of this Open's concerned. We had a worry at one point that Tiger wouldn't be around for the weekend, didn't he? Looked like he might miss the cut, but then he did this on the last.
Back it through, it's on its way, and he holds it. That's a brave putt. It really is a brave putt. Made his own luck. Well done, Tiger Woods. Disaster at 17. He'll be playing the final 2 rounds, and who knows?
Gives me a chance. Obviously, I'm pretty far back. Luckily, I got 2 rounds to go, and hopefully I can do something with, like Paul did in 99. I made up, I think, 10 in one day, so hopefully I can play well on the weekend and at least give myself a shot at going in the, you know, back 9 on Sunday.
Well, Tiger did it in the end, but he had that triple bogey 7 at 17. Hit one out of bounds, then smack one left. You thought, oh, my goodness, he's gone from a position, Ron, at the start of the day, 3 off the lead, challenging for perhaps major number 15. Suddenly he might miss only his second cut at an Open Championship.
Yeah, but what you also have to remember, Richard, is that an awful lot of people actually were betting on him to miss the cut anyway because he's played so little golf. He's had his injuries, his operations and whatever. He is still a remarkable golfer, even at this stage. He's been one of the greatest of all time. We know that. But I think he's shown remarkable qualities to make the cut this time. You know, in all honesty, the amount of golf he's played, it's been hardly anything. He's had his injuries, but he still, almost through sheer will, and didn't that last putt, that final putt there, tell us everything about Tiger Woods? He was determined to... play here on Saturday and Sunday and determined to make that putt, and he did it. Not many players, and we've got an awful lot of quality players here, of course we have, but not many players would have done what Tiger Woods has done over the last 2 days.
Yeah, he'll be tinged with disappointment, but on the good side of it, on the flip side, Boxy, he's fit. He might not be totally competitively fit, but he's had to hit some shots out of some really tangly rough. His back has stood up to it. That's good going forward for Tiger Woods, isn't it?
Yeah, he's definitely fit because, you know, if you go and play a major and the first round, you're going to be a little bit more nervous in the first round than you are in the second. And all that, you know, all the cameras on, everything on him, I know he's used to it, but, I mean, he goes out and shoots 69, 3 under par. you know, at an Open Championship, it goes to show that, you know, the game is there. It's just a question of squeezing it all together, you know, and putting the four rounds back in again. I mean, he knows what it's like. He's done it hundreds and hundreds of times, the amount of tournaments he's won. So it's not like he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just a little bit rusty. And, you know, I'm not surprised he's a bit rusty.
Yeah, what about the world number one, Adam Scott? A 73 today. He sat in the clubhouse at 3 under par at the time. He was only 3 shots behind Rory McIlroy. The wind was blowing and blowing, and then he comes in, he has his spot of lunch, and the wind starts to die down, and Rory starts running away from him.
Yeah, that's not a very nice feeling. You know, that's a case of you sort of turn around and go, why me? You know, it's one of those sort of situations. But that's the way it happens. You know, sometimes you can play links courses, and you can play the front nine into the wind, you know, and the tide changes and turns. You can play the back nine, you can play that into the wind. I mean, I've had that happen to me before as well. And vice versa, where I've played it downwind, and just towards the end of the front nine, tide comes in, starts turning, you play the back nine downwind. It's just, you know, it's the luck of the draw. This is one tournament where the luck of the draw really does mean the luck of the draw.
Well, Scott has been using a distinctive putting style this week, where he's been holding up one finger like a cricket umpire. And he explained to us why he does it.
Right, yeah, it's a technique I use to read the green, and that's all it is, and it defines my aim point, and it's a lot more involved than just putting one finger up, but I know what I'm doing. Earlier this year, I had this introduced to me, and I've been using it since mid-March, and my putting stats have been fantastic. It's just a way to read the green very accurately, and, you know, the better you can read a green, the better your chance of putting a good stroke on it. And I've had good results with it.
Yeah, well, 9 shots is a lot for him to make up, isn't it, over the weekend on Rory McIlroy. We'll have to see. Any one player from his side of the draw actually is better off than him on the leaderboard. That is the clubhouse pace setter earlier on today, the South African George Kutsaya, who celebrated his 28th birthday by firing a 3-under par 69 to sit at 5-under overall. So he must be delighted with what he did, going against his dad's wishes as well, who wanted him to become a tennis player.
No, sometimes I still wish I played tennis.
No, really?
Maybe not today, but obviously a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Cutter, I was like, oh, I should go practice tennis. But I'm happy now. This is kind of where you want to be. I was quite excited to see my name kind of climb up the day, leaderboard during the day, and to see it at the top with a couple hours to go, it's a pretty cool feeling, and hopefully it'll be there come late in the week.
OK, well, that was George Kutsaya. The weather wasn't the best for him. The weather, we understand, not going to be great in the morning. Let's get the official view, shall we? David Rickman from the RNA joins us now. David, if you could briefly tell us what is happening on Saturday morning at this 143rd Open Championship.
Well, good evening. On a beautiful evening like this, it's hard to imagine the disruptive weather that is forecast, but there's an amber weather warning for large parts of the northwest of England and Wales, and on the back of that, and of course the detailed forecasting we have from the Met Office here, we have decided that in these circumstances we need to adjust what we would normally do. And what that means is we're going to start play at 9 a.m., we're going to play in groups of three, and we're going to utilise a 2-tee start using the first and tenth tees.
When was the last time that has happened at an Open?
We don't have a last time. This is a first for us.
I thought it might be. But, obviously, the weather forecasters have been pretty spot on so far with what they predicted, so it looks like it might get a bit nasty.
Well, sadly so. I mean, well, not sadly in terms of the accuracy of the forecasting. I agree. They've been spot on all week, and we've talked to them at great detail about this forecast because it's not a good forecast, and it certainly, in terms of disrupting play, seems as though that is highly likely. So with a view to trying to make sure that we stay on track, ideally complete the third round tomorrow, we believe that the time that we save by utilising these measures, particularly the 2-tee start, is appropriate on this occasion.
And if people are coming to the course tomorrow, in terms of what they should do, what they should bring with them, given the fact that the weather might not be great, any advice for them?
Well, yes, the typical British weather means that you can have all four seasons in one day, and it sounds like tomorrow is going to be one of those days, so I would bring your waterproofs, bring your umbrella, But we do look to have good windows of play, particularly into the early afternoon, and we've obviously got a very exciting leaderboard. So despite some inclement weather, despite the disruptions, we still are excited about tomorrow's play.
Absolutely. David, thank you very much for updating us with that news. So a 9 o'clock in the morning start, groups of three going off from the first and 10th. That was David Rickman from the RNA. So confirmation of that for you. And if you do get to the course and you've forgotten all the things you need, don't worry, the Open shop will be open where you can buy all the latest goodies from then. Back to what has happened so far at this 2014 Open Championship. The likes of Jim Furyk, we haven't mentioned, at 5 under par. Mark Warren finished at 5 under par. Good to see Robert Carlson back in some form. Jimmy Walker, 3 wins on the PGA Tour this season. He's at 4 under par. Victor Dubuisson, one of the Ryder Cup players for Europe in September. He's at 4 under par. And the likes of Thomas Bjorn at -3, Justin Rose at -2, Matteo Manassero also at 2 under par. Some really good players there. Well, a long way behind the leader, Rory McIlroy, but still nicely placed as far as this Open Championship is concerned. Also worth mentioning, one or two players that made the cut. Tom Watson, at the age of 64, the oldest player ever to make the cut, beating his own previous record, finished at 2 over par. Luke Donald, after missing the last 4 majors at the halfway stage, he made the cut at 2 over par. Spieth, Snedeker, right on that mark at +2. Henrik Stenson and Martin Kaymer at 1 over par. Darren Clark and Phil Mickelson, the defending champion, at level par. And Graham McDowell at -1. But as always, Boxy, we've got some big-name players that haven't made the halfway stage. Poulter, Westwood, finishing at 3 over par. The likes of Jimenez, Watson, Bubba Watson, that is, and Ben Curtis, 4 over par. Patrick Reed, Ernie Els, Padraig Harrington, Sir Nick Faldo, Paul Laurie, they all won't be playing at the weekend. It's, I suppose, the way it always is at the Open.
It is. You know, Ernie Els' one yesterday, he opened up with 79. So, you know, he was always on a bit of a hiding to nothing, you know, starting with 79. And what do you do there? I think if you shoot 79, you bring your suitcase to the course, don't you? It's almost one of those jobs for the trip home. But you know some good happens, some bad happens. You know, for the likes of Westwood, and you know, if you feel a bit, because he still hasn't won a major. Hope he does win a major. You only get 4 chances a year. You get a Lee Westwood who putts well in a normal tour event, wins by 4 or 5, you know. And as the players say, a major is certainly different to a normal tour event.
The likes, Ron, of Donald, who's finished at 2 over par, Graham McDowell at 1 under par. Is there any hope for them? I mean, Tiger Woods hasn't given up the ghost. He's at +2. He says, you know, maybe with the weather as it's predicted, who knows? There could be a sense of unpredictability. It seems unlikely, though, doesn't it?
Very unlikely. I've followed Luke Donald for the last 2 days, and he really hasn't caught fire. He's not sharp enough. One thing I would say about him, and Richard and I saw him this afternoon, is that he battles to the very end, you know, and it really was, he knew he had to make a birdie at the last in order to come in at +2, and the just sheer determination. He played a lovely shot in, lovely little approach shot, still had a little bit of work to do with his putt, but he made it, and full credit to him, no matter what the situation is, he's not at his best, he knows he's been struggling in majors, but the champion in him, if you like, the professional in him, makes sure that he goes right to the very end. And the greeting he had from the crowd, everyone really was so delighted that for all his struggles, he eventually made it.
Okay, time for our shot of the day now. And, well, there's been so many, haven't there? But we couldn't decide on just one. So we'll give you these.
Oh, lovely. Just spin it back towards a hole that could go in. He has left it 1 inch from the cup. What a twist of fate for Phil Mickelson. Absolutely fantastic second shot. So a birdie awaiting him here.
Did you hear that cheer?
Yes.
Did you hear a cheer?
Yes.
Sergio Garcia has just holed out on the second for an eagle 2. Wonderful moment from the Spaniard who dropped a shot. I think it flew straight in.
Yes, he's played out right in anticipation of pulling it back onto the target. Has he got it right? He's got it. And there was a manufactured golf shot. And something with feel, steel and ability. Come on, Rory.
Lovely commentary from Gordon Brown Jr. We have Mickelson's approach shot on the fourth, Sergio Garcia's eagle on the second, and Rory McIlroy with his approach on the 12th. We agree with those, boys?
Yes, I think we'd have to agree with those. They've been plucked out, didn't they, by our producers, and I think, and probably a little bit of help from yourself as well. I think it's, I think they're just about right.
Yeah, they know what they're doing, don't they, Ron?
They do. Well, sometimes, Richard. Yeah, occasionally.
Well, it's some wonderful moments over the first two rounds. The top amateur, Ashley Chester's, finished on 3 over par. So, unfortunately, Ron, it doesn't mean he gets the silver medal,
no,
does
No, there
it?
Won't be a silver medal this year, will there? And quite simply because the amateur has to make the top amateur, that is, has to, at the very least, make the cut in order to win the silver medal. That's a little bit disappointing, but it's been a tough couple of days, hasn't it, for high-class professional players. There's some really very good amateurs out there now. I think possibly the gap between the amateur game and the professional game is narrowing all the time, but it is a little bit disappointing that on Sunday we won't have a presentation of the silver medal for the top amateur.
It's a pity. And John Singleton, the factory worker who got in through qualifying, a 70 for him in round two, still misses the cut, but I'm sure he loved his Open Championship experience. So our overall thoughts on the 2 days so far, is it all down to just one man, Boxy?
It's down to one man, but it's down to two words. And I'll tell you, the first two words are the draw, and the two words I'm going to use are late early.
OK, not the two words being Rory McIlroy, Ron?
Well, they'd be my two words, I have to say. He has dominated the championship so far, and all the more power to him.
And tomorrow, weather pairings, we know it's going to be in three balls now, so that the final pairing will be Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Francesco Molinari.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I think the people that are well down the list will be absolutely loving it, that it's a 2-tee start and it's in three balls, because they're going to all be playing in bad weather, and it's brought them all together.
Quick one from you, Ron.
Well, it's going to be very interesting tomorrow now, isn't it? It is almost a different championship. The first time it's ever happened, as we've heard. So I'm going to be as intrigued as anyone. It's going to be interesting for us out on the course, isn't it?
Yeah, 9 o'clock start, groups of three, first and tenth tees. Our best wishes as well to the Torrance family, the passing away of Bob Torrance very sadly today. But that's just about it from us today. Remember, contact us through our email account, radio@theopen.com, or on Twitter, @TheOpenLive. We're on www.theopen.com. We're on 87.7 FM and on your smartphone via the official Open app. We'll be back in the morning from 9 o'clock with full uninterrupted commentary of day three of this 143rd Open Championship. From Boxall, from Ron Jones, myself, Richard Kaufman, the whole At The Open radio team, goodbye for now.
Listening to At The Open Radio on 87.7 FM and around the world on opengolf.com.